Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Starting with the NBA, the Nets defeated the Suns last night 128-124 despite absences from Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant due to injuries. The Raptors topped the Bucks 124-113, the Lakers took down the Timberwolves 112-104, and Nikola Jokic registered his third 40-point game of the season, but it wasn't enough to save the Nuggets from the Celtics 112-99. The NBA says the Spurs are dealing with a COVID-19 outbreak among four players, putting their schedule on hold until the middle of next week at the earliest. And Knicks center Mitchell Robinson will be out until after next month's All-Star break after having surgery yesterday to repair a broken right hand. Robinson was hurt last Friday in Washington when he banged his hand trying to block a shot. In men's college basketball yesterday, UConn bested Providence 73-61. Over to the NHL, where the Islanders shut out the Sabres 3-0, the Devils routed the Rangers 5-2, the Capitals skated over the Penguins 3-1, and the Avalanche edged the Golden Knights 3-2. The Flyers returned to practice in limited quantities yesterday after a week-long shutdown because of COVID-19. In tennis, Karolina Muchova moved into the semifinals of the Australian Open after a surprising win over number one Ash Barty, 1-6, 6-3, 6-2. Her next opponent will be Jennifer Brady, who beat fellow American Jessica Pegula, 4-6, 6-2, 6-1. On the men's side, number four Daniil Medvedev moved into the semifinals by beating Andrei Rublev, 7-5, 6-3, 6-2. In MLB news, former All-Star center fielder Abdul Herrera was among 31 non-roster players the Phillies have invited to spring training. Herrera hasn't played for the Phillies since 2019, when he was suspended under the league's domestic violence policy. The charges against Herrera were ultimately dismissed, but he was removed from the team's roster last year. Lastly, in NFL news, the family of a 5-year-old girl left in a coma following a crash involving Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reed says the girl is now awake. The news was delivered Monday in a post on the GoFundMe page for Ariel Young. Britt Reed is head coach Andy Reed's son. After initially being put on administrative leave, Britt is no longer employed by the team. I'm Jesse King.